The fourth stage of the Seder is the Yachatz, where we take the middle matzah and break it into two, though predictably there are a number of shitot about this. The Shulchan Aruch in Siman Tafayin Gimel Seif Vav says indeed that you take the middle matzah and break it into two, and then you give half of it to one of the people at the table to look after it and keep it for the Afikoman, and the other half is put between the two shleimot, the two complete matzot, on the Seder dish, and is used later on during the course of the Seder for the motzi matzah. I say that the breaking of the matzah is the fourth stage of the Seder. That's certainly the way that we do it, but in actual fact, not all the Rishonim hold that way. And according to the Rambam, you break the matzah just before making hamotzi. Generally speaking, you make hamotzi on a shalema, but on Seder night, because of lechem oni, because of a poor man's bread, you say the bracha of hamotzi over a broken matzah, but you don't need to break it till just before you say the bracha. Whereas our minhag is to break it much earlier on at the Seder. Why do we break it so early on? So some poskim say that it's because of lechem she'onin alav devarim harbe, that we have to say the Haggadah over the matzah, and the matzah that we use should be lechem oni, and therefore we want a broken matzah in front of us during the course of the Haggadah. There's still the question why we davka do the act of breaking the matzah. Why don't we simply have on the Seder plate in front of us 2.5 matzot instead of having three and ritually breaking one? Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach suggests that the reason why we actually break the matzah at this stage is because it's shortly after Kiddush, and this way we're linking the Achilat Matzah, which is going to be much later on, with the mitzvah of Kiddush B'makom Seuda, of having Kiddush where we're eating, and therefore it sort of ties everything together. The Mishnah Brura says that it's correct that the larger half, as it were, or the larger piece of the broken matzah, should be put aside for the Afikoman, and the smaller piece was kept on the Seder plate. This is based on the Maharil, and the Bach and the Taz also support this position. The Taz explains that the reason is because the main mitzvah of eating the matzah is with the kazayit of the afikoman that we eat at the end of the Seder, and therefore it's appropriate to have the bigger portion for that. However, Rav Moshe Sternbach in his Haggadah Tam Vadat, he makes the observation that was shaykh in the days when they had very large matzot and there were several kazaitim in each matzah. He says if you've got a small thin matzah and you break it into two, but the smaller piece is not necessarily going to have a kazayit, so then you're left with a piece less than a kazayit that you're saying the bracha of al-achilat matzah on, and that's not good. So his recommendation is that if you're using a small matzot, so then you should actually put aside the smaller piece as the afikoman and keep the larger piece on the Seder plate in front of you. I think if one's using large hand-baked matzot, then there's probably two kazaitim in such a matzah, and if you break it roughly in two, then the slightly larger piece you can put aside as the afikoman, the smaller piece keep on the Seder plate, but if it's the machine-baked matzahs, then probably best to do it the other way round. There is predictably a machloket in the Rishonim, which matzah it is that one should break. We break the middle matzah, though there are some Rishonim who say that you should break the top matzah. According to our minhag, that we break the middle matzah, question comes up, why isn't there a problem of ein ma'avirin al ha-mitzvot, that you're not allowed to bypass a mitzvah? So we're bypassing not just a mitzvah, but a matzah. We're bypassing ein ma'avirin al ha-matzot. We're bypassing the upper matzah and breaking the second matzah. Shouldn't we be breaking the top matzah? So the Rosh and the Mordechai in Masechet Pesachim address this question, and they explain that breaking the matzah isn't really such a mitzvah in its own right. It's just so that you've got the lechem oni in front of you, but it's not actually a mitzvah to break the matzah, and therefore it's not a problem of ein ma'avirin al ha-mitzvot. The Shulchan Aruch says that you wrap the bit that you're keeping for the Afikoman in a cloth. I found in a safer reference to a minhag that some people have is actually to wrap it up in a talit, which would be, I guess, the next morning when you come to shul and you take out your talit, you'll get matzah crumbs all over the place. There is a well-known minhag that during the course of the Seder, the children take the Afikoman and hide it, and then ransom it, only give it back to the Baal HaSeder as in payment of a ransom. Reb Chaim Brisker wasn't very keen on that. This is brought down in the Brisk Haggadot, because he said that you need to keep your eye on it the whole time, because it's being eaten in place of the Korban Pesach, and Kodshim, you're not allowed to have Hesech Hadat from them, you're not allowed to get distracted from them, you need to know where they are all the time. So therefore, it's not good practice to have the Afikoman stolen, and you should know exactly where it is. So I suppose Brisker children could actually make an arrangement and say, you know, we won't steal the Afikoman if you give us a certain present in exchange. Ad kan.